Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This podcast is brought to you by Checkpoint Africa.
Hi, I'm Muiwa.
I'm Adewale.
And this is the Checkpoint Africa podcast.
Yippee!
Yay! All right, so what's going on in tech this week, Adewale?
So, Nigerian digital bank startup. A bank startup, Koda, raised $1.6 million pre-seed funding. It's nice. Pre-seed, Muiwa. It's actually pre-seed.
Interesting. And it's actually coming just 3 months after... That was in June, I believe. Yeah, June, when they got the license. And, you know, they're planning to become a digital bank and all of that. They say no physical location. They claim it will be the cheapest and all of that. So, interesting stuff.
Okay. And this is actually a pre-seed funding.
And you keep mentioning pre-seed. Well, so, oh yeah, I know it's big, 1.6. Yes. Yeah, what's the big deal about it?
So pre-seed is actually money you get from like family and friends, but I think they got it from angel investment. Yes. This is money you get before you actually perfect your product or you raise or you generate any revenue at all.
Yes.
So why I'm actually shouting? Why is actually a big deal? Is pre-seed. Nigerian startup raising the pre-seed at this stage is actually interesting. Although they've been around since 2016, this is just a pivot.
I think they were the startup bootcamp. Yeah, they were one of the quotes. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's interesting. It's interesting.
Okay. Guess what, Adewale?
What?
The Opecalypse is upon us.
What is Opecalypse? What is Opecalypse?
All right. So we were scouring through LinkedIn over the week, and then we realized that they are actually over the past year. 13 executives at OPE now in Nigeria were poached from many prominent tech companies. Like they left that company and moved to OPE.
Are you serious?
So we know about, for example, we know about the four executives that left Kokada.
Which is their main competition.
Yeah, exactly. And there are also two from Flutterwave, Ringier Media,
Oh, I can see. Awolowo Moses is actually one of the co-founders of Okada.
Yeah, CEO and co-founder.
Okay, that's interesting.
Real Opecalypse.
That's interesting. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting and what they are doing. Let's hope everybody can sustain it and it's exciting. Yeah. Mobility has been going on for a while. We see different and everybody coming with innovation. So yes, Opecalypse.
Who knows what this will mean for the ecosystem? But anyway, guys, if you have any comments or opinions about this, what we're talking about, you can tweet at us.
Yes.
Let us know your thoughts.
Yes.
Especially what do you think about OP and the Opecalypse? Is it good for the ecosystem? We'd like to hear your thoughts. Tweet at us with hashtag TechPoint Africa Podcast.
Yeah. TechPoint Africa Podcast, guys. We'll reply and we'll see what you think about it.
So this is for the ladies.
Yeah.
Privacy International, an international organization, found out, revealed during the week that some apps that women use to track their period menstruation has been actually been monitoring them and sending their data to Facebook.
Wow.
Like, and these apps have up to 1 million downloads.
Wow.
Can you imagine the crazy thing?
That's interesting.
Yeah,
like and tracking the app, the data,
exactly,
and sending it
to Facebook. And you know the interesting thing?
Yes, what's interesting?
First of all, the fact that with the whole Cambridge Analytica scandal, we thought maybe Facebook has been all about, we are more private and all of that. So we may expect something like this to still be happening.
Wow.
Apparently, these guys were able to even do it to the extent that you don't even have to have a Facebook account for them to be able to track.
For you to have the track. But something that I'm looking at is why is it women? Why is it women they are targeting, and why something like this? Because this is something that is actually private to women. When you look at their period, which is important to them that they are actually tracking. But one of the things I look at, if you remember a story that we wrote about some years ago about Amazon.
Before a woman realized
she was pregnant, that he actually gave her the
So apparently these guys are using this data to target ads at them. That kind of situation. And just for those listening, some of the apps are affected. Period Tracker by Leap Fitness, Period Tracker Flow by Flow Health, Period Tracker by Simple Design, and Clue Period Tracker. by BioLink. This apps have like millions of downloads.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy stuff.
Wow. So are we going to say women should not use these apps again?
Well, I would say go back to the paper and pen method or something. I don't know.
Whatever you guys think, let us know what you think about this, about the privacy, about the data sharing, and about the period tracking apps. So tweet at us at
#TechPointAfricaPodcast.
#TechPointAfricaPodcast.
We'd like to hear from you.
Yes.
Adwali, you have a question for the day.
So, yes, I have an interesting question for you. And to reply this, to you have to tweet at us with the hashtag that we mentioned earlier. So, Mr. Easy, the popular Nigerian musician, before he actually started his musical career, he was a startup founder, or a co-founder of a startup.
Yeah.
What's the name of the startup he founded?
Tip, you can find the answer on TechPoint.
On TechPoint. So, is there? So, kindly tweet at us and we'll actually announce the winner.
All right, guys. So this is the TechPoint Africa podcast. It goes live every Tuesday and Friday.
Yes.
Adwali, why don't you tell them where they can find it?
So you can get the podcast on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, and anywhere you get your podcast, you can get it there.
So we'll come your way again next time.
My name still remains Adewale.
And I'm Wiwa. Catch you guys later.
Peace.
This podcast is brought to you by TechPoint Africa.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.